Spirit Radio Podcasts.
But now, some of you will know the name Ralph Martin because Ralph is a pioneer and leader within the charismatic movement, and he's made such an impact across churches. And he, together with Peter Herbeck, head up Renewal Ministries, and they're working with Christian leaders in more than 30 countries around the world. Now, it's really exciting because Peter and Ralph are going to be in Ireland next week for a series of conferences, and they're giving a very special retreat for the clergy as well. We had a chance to catch up with Peter earlier this week, and we asked him to give us an insight and an overview into what he sees going on around the world.
Yeah, well, we do probably between 35 and 40 international missions a year. They could be in China, they could be in India, they could be in Eastern Europe, Africa, Latin America, places like that. We have team members we call country coordinators who are leading those short-term missions, partnering with bishops, priests, lay people, lay leaders on the ground in those countries. And so we get invited by people who really are alive in the Lord and want to, you know, further the Great Commission in their country. In some ways, we kind of get the best of what's in those countries just in terms of partnering with these people. But I would say, the hunger for the faith in places like China, Africa continues to be just amazing. I mean, anytime you do something, there's a very big turnout. And the priests are hungry, clergy are hungry, large crusades are well attended. When I think about Africa, India, even a little bit like that, is Africa's like a young lover and Europe's a little bit like a widow. You know what I mean? In some parts, you know what I mean? Like just a memory of a greater time and missing something from the past and remembering the past. There certainly is faith throughout, Europe as well, for sure. So there's hunger. And I would say wherever Christians are living out of a living relationship with Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, preaching the kerygma, having a conviction about mission, stuff happens. The church grows. It really does. The grace of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our own lives has really helped us. I mean, we wouldn't be here without that. You know, we wouldn't be talking about the things we're talking about without that grace, and it's still there, you know? Anybody's hungry, it's the kingdom.
The next thing that we chatted to Peter about is just the charismatic renewal and how it's just given a fresh understanding of the role that the Holy Spirit has. And we asked him just to talk about the impact of this and had lives been turned around, had churches and communities been renewed. Here's what he had to say.
The renewal has deeply impacted the church in many places all over the world. Bishops, priests, lay people, lay leaders, movements, people working in parishes, you know, people running evangelistic outreaches in parishes. I think a lot of places that go where people are highly engaged in mission, if you kind of track their story, there was a moment in their life, they either were involved in charismatic renewal or were deeply touched by, you know, something like an Alpha, something like a Life in the Spirit seminar, and they came alive. And all that, you know, lordship of Jesus, you know, falling in love with the Lord, understanding his majesty in a way you never did before, receiving gifts that anoint you and strengthen you, and then they're just stirring the interior life into mission. It's so beautiful to see. It doesn't matter what country you're in or who it is, where they're from. When they've been touched by the Holy Spirit like that, there's a set of, you know, John Paul II said beautifully at one point when he talked to the movements, he said, you know, you share a number of things in common. You've come to the place of encountering Jesus as a living person and your heart fell in love with Christ. And he said then that out of that love comes a common love. And a communion gets formed. A communion of people get gathered together. And the family of God starts to get built because of the shared passion for Jesus. And then it becomes a missionary communion and fellowship. And you want to go.
One of the things that Pope Francis has spoken about is calling us to be bridge builders. In other words, to find ways to collaborate with Christians from all backgrounds that are different to our own. And we asked Peter a little bit about if he is seeing this desire for unity, a greater willingness to build connections. We asked him if he was seeing any kind of movement towards greater unity in general. And here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I'd say in an interesting way here in the States, there's all kinds of activity in the country, even bishops who have a heart for it and different kinds of gatherings of people. It's interesting. Ralph and I just kind of reconnected with Mike Bickle at IHOP, and all kinds of Christians are there just fellowshipping together. Christians from all kinds of denominations were there, probably, 35,000 people there or something like that overall. And there is a openness and a desire. And I think partly because of the critical spiritual battle that's happening in the broader culture, the rapid secularization, the turning away from the faith, or kind of the more open attacks on the faith. What it's doing is it's bringing Christians together more in terms of openness to say, we really need one another. Let's support one another. So yeah, I see it. I actually think it's increasing, and worship is a big part of it.
One of the things as well that we talked a little bit about is just about catching the fire and how we actually kind of move on from that. And that's the name also of the rally that's happening on Saturday the 13th of May at St. Mary's in Knockbridge in County Louth. And we asked Peter to talk to us about this exciting one-day conference.
Yeah, so first of all, Ralph and I are just delighted to be able to come. And we often say, and he'll often say it, that he got baptized in the Spirit in 1964 as a senior at the University of Notre Dame. That's a long time ago, you know. And he said he's never felt more alive than he is right now. At 80, he's traveling all over the place at 80, just on fire, because the Lord is the Lord, and living with the Lord is really the antidote and the solution to everything that the church needs. It's really quite simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. And so what we want to do is just, we want to be able to just be there with the brothers and sisters from Ireland and share what God's doing with us. We're going to talk about what we feel like he is saying most precisely to us, where we see life. We're going to present prophetically what we hear the Lord doing, what we see the Lord doing, talking about how we're responding to what's going on. We're going to be, you know, lifting up Jesus, and we're going to take time to pray with people. We're going to take time for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We're really anticipating it. And I think that's really the heart of it, is we really feel like our hearts are broken for what's going on in Ireland. The redemptive discipline of the Lord is on the church. He's disciplining those he loves. So there's difficult things that are emerging in the church that are being exposed, and it's very hard. But it's a tremendous time in our experience when we do lift Jesus up in the midst of it. We understand the moment we're living through and the opportunity that we have. And when we step into it, honestly, the more difficult times get, the more he gives us to be able to rise to the occasion. It's just hard for so many people because they're so discouraged or they're afraid, they're discouraged, they've kind of lost hope. And so we want to really help build that back up, because the Lord's far from done.
So that was Peter Herbrick, and Peter and Ralph Martin are the main speakers at the Catching the Fire event. It's a one-day conference happening on Saturday the 13th of May at St. Mary's in Knockbridge in County Louth. And you can see the details on spiritradio.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.